Episode 1338, Are You Wearing White?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that your weekend has been awesome. I hope that you have had some time together. And guess what? It's a big kickoff because we don't get a break until Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm exhausted already. So take a big deep breath. This is your reflection time, a time for you and God to connect. Are you wearing white? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, have you ever thought about how your wardrobe complements your attitude? And you know, it's after Labor Day, right? We just had Labor Day. Now you're like, oh, I've got a 5-day week ahead of me. Well, are you wearing white? A color that's not a color, yet a basic fundamental in your wardrobe. It's easy to get caught up in the rigmarole of what to wear, when, and to what event. No one wants to stick out. We want to blend in. We want to make sure that we're not the only ones out there, but still you want to be your own person. You want to wear what you feel like. Is there anything wrong with that? Well, I saw some tweets this past few days when it came to wearing white after Labor Day, and it got me thinking. God wants us to stand out for Him. He doesn't want us to concede to what others demand. God desires us to clothe ourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What you're wearing may actually be against what God is desiring for you. I know when I was kind of going through the battle of my weight, and I just couldn't understand, Lord, why I love food so much. And after I had lost most of the weight, my husband and I had reconciled. And since then, I've had some ups and downs because you get older, metabolism changes. You know, we've moved. We've had lots of stresses twice already since that all happened. And I can remember my husband's comment. He said, God wants you pure. Are you wearing white? Does it really matter what season we're in? God wants us pure. He wants us to clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Why? Because He says we're God's people. We're His chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Did you know you are dearly loved? Now, when my husband said that to me, God wants you pure, I just thought, seriously, I love food. That's pretty pure to me. I need to eat and I like food, so I'm going to eat. But as I thought about it further, for me, it's a temptation. For you, it may be something else. It may not be food. It could be buying a new pair of jeans every other week or new purse or a new bag, whatever it is. Maybe it's going out with your girlfriends every single weekend. Not spending some precious time with your husband. I don't know what it is for you, but we all have temptations. And we tend to buy into these temptations when seasons change. Seasons changing now. Fall is upon us. I really don't want to tuck away summer. Thank goodness I'm living down south now. So right now we still are having it really hot and I'm loving it. But that doesn't change the fact that God wants me pure. He wants you pure. Wear white, including and especially after Labor Day. It truly is a reminder how God wants us to live, not by the ways of this world, but in obedience to Him. Is that what you're showing to Him in how you walk your life? How you're walking out your journey? What you're posting on social media? What you're saying to your friends? Comments that you make to your children, even to the TV? Think about what you watch. What kind of comments are coming out of your mouth? I was sitting down with my son watching the women's championship. And it was my daughter, Ashley, which is number 3 of the 5, and then my youngest son, so he's 5 of 5, G-Man. And we're watching the women's U.S. Open final. And there were a couple times that my son looked over and said, "Mom, what do you think?" And I thought, the words I use right now, my reactions, what I say, he's making and taking notes. He's formulating thoughts for himself that will be with him possibly for the rest of his life. I might ruin his childhood or make him an incredible young man. Our children are watching. Our husbands are watching. God is watching. Wear white. God wants you pure. It's in obedience to Him. It's not this idea that we are having to, we don't get it our way. And we should, Lord, because, you know, we're a follower of You and we should get what we want. No. He wants to train us up. Because you see, He sees beyond what we see. He has an eternal vision for you. We're just wearing these glasses that barely get us to see over the next hill. And the older you get, you're hoping that you may not have to wear 2 pairs of glasses to see that hill that's right in front of you. I think about wearing white. And when we get up in the morning, you go into your closet, you're like, "I have nothing to wear." Now, I'm all in for these uniforms, you know. Then we wouldn't have to worry about colors or anything else for that matter. However, God created you uniquely your own. Step into the greatness He is calling you to this fall season. And whatever season you're in, don't place your hopes in what the world calls you to. Stand out for what God desires for you. Let your color shine brightly as you were created on purpose for a purpose. It's time. Life on purpose. When you rise up in the morning, look for garments that project love and grace, kindness and humility. Reach out to those who have fallen and pick them up with your brightness radiating from your compassionate heart. Stand up taller. Knowing that God's got you. Everything you encounter, God has already walked. Be patient in your everyday. Seek Him first and approach the day with a gentleness. God's timing is heavenly. No need to rush through the moments. Be present and know He's training you up for greatness. As you clothe yourself, remember to let it be a reflection of whom God is raising up. Whatever the color, may it be a beacon of light for all to see His glory. May you have an absolutely beautiful week. May your day shine brighter every single day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.